Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you know, before I even get there, we got to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Oh, thanks for having me, Elliot.
Yeah, no worries, man.
I'm so grateful for you and our friendship.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to do a podcast with you.
Yeah, it's good.
My name is Faraz Siddiqui. I'm the CEO of Boucher, and I grew up in Fort Mac. So just a pleasure being back in the community.
Yeah.
My wifey of 18 years, she's also from Fort Mac.
Yeah.
So just have a lot of strong roots here. Been in the industry for about 25 years,
mm-hmm.
Primarily in executive leadership, senior management roles.
Right.
But really, I like to think about I work for the success of the people I get the privilege of working with.
Yeah.
So just been at Boucher for about 4 years now, currently in that CEO capacity. And just a privilege being here with you and
awesome.
On the podcast. I'm
That's
very
cool,
excited
man. Yeah, man,
to rock and roll with you.
Yeah. Good conversations today. So you grew up here, but then you went away. Where did you go to school?
Yeah, I actually went to New York City, the Big Apple.
Okay.
So it was a blast. Yeah, I went to UVA and then went to law school out in New York.
Okay.
Lived there for 5 years.
Right.
And then a girl brought me back to Canada, my wife. Couldn't stand me in high school,
right.
But she's from Fort Mac, as I mentioned. But eventually we connected in Toronto, married ever since. And then I kind of pivoted back to the oil and gas sector. I think oil is in my blood. So my parents grew up here, and at the time, like the 80s, 90s, there's like two options.
Yeah.
Either work at Syncrude or you work at Suncor.
That's right.
So my father was at Syncrude.
Yeah.
My first gig was 25 years ago working in the industry on Syncrude site.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've never looked back and, been with the organization for the last 4 years.
Was it a summer student job?
It was, I was like...
Okay, what did they have you doing?
It was like data entry.
Okay.
And then I kind of graduated to doing more like change management, which is just... If there's a change to a contract, project controls type stuff. And then, I found it really provocative, like just the whole industry and kind of like what it could be.
Right.
Not what it was.
Right.
And I think it was the people.
Yeah.
Like the people are so down to earth in Fort Mac. And like, I always feel like the trees like pray for me when I land here.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
Like spiritually. So it was just natural. Like I think that feeling never leaves you.
Yeah.
Like so even when I was in New York, which I love the fast pace and everything.
Yeah.
But I think the tools I picked up there helped me progress here back in Canada.
Yeah, for sure.
And really contribute back to Alberta. And that's where I've been for the last 20 plus years or so.
It's so true though. Like even like right now we're out at your guys' head office and like we're further north. We're like outside of Fort McMurray a little bit, still in Wood Buffalo. But like I was talking to Nicole last time, like every time I come out here, like I take a minute to go like meditate outside and because you can feel it's a vibe out here. And I just walked upstairs and the meditation room is completed. So I was telling Tanner, I was like, hey, just so you know, bro, before we leave, I'm going to take 10 minutes and I go up there. Like,
100%.
There is something to be said. Like you said, you feel the trees make you feel more at home and protect you. Like, it's something you do feel when you're out here. Like,
oh, 100%.
That's for sure, man.
Yeah, it's definitely, and so connected, like with our indigenous ancestry as well, you know, and like we're people of the land, you know, like a country, like what is a country really?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of, you know, it's land, but it's the people.
That's right.
Right?
That's
and
right.
Their connection to the land.
That's right.
So I really feel congruent with the Boucher culture. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the other thing I love about Boucher. It's just, you know, like in the 25 years, I don't think I've ever worked for a better culture than Boucher.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just a culture where everyone feels valued.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's just a pleasure. And our building, you know, grace of God, you know, humbly, it's a beautiful place to work. Very welcoming to clients.
That's right.
To our people, like
that's
our 1,200 strong folks as well.
Yeah.
It's just great connecting with everyone here.
Yeah.
You can kind of feel, you know, our values, our culture in the building.
Yeah.
But it's got a good modern touch too.
It's very representative of the culture that you're trying to showcase and 100%. That you're trying to build. And like we're filming a few different episodes in different spots. So like everybody at home is going to get an opportunity to see some of the cool rooms.
Nice.
But yeah, it's an amazing place to come and visit and hang out. And 100%. It's got a vibe when you come out here. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you've known your wife for how many years? Like when did you meet her? You're both from here. So like how?
Yeah. So she like, geez, I'm dating myself here, but probably, I actually don't want to date
her. Don't have
her.
To date. Yeah, like, no, don't do that. Like, don't get in trouble. But how old were you?
I was probably, I met her when I was in like St. Gabe's. Like, St. Gabe's is like a little elementary school in Thickwood.
Yeah. Everybody knows, don't worry.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And I don't know if this is like nationwide or just local.
Yeah, it goes nationwide.
You're pretty profound, Elliot, so you never know.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I was at St. Gabe's. She was at St. Anne's at the time. So I've known her ever since I was a teenager.
Okay.
I'm 75 now.
Okay, there you go. I tell that. Like, I'm 95, so I'm an old man.
No, I'm in my 40s now. So, to do the math, it's almost been 30 years, I'd say. Yeah.
I met my wife when I was 5 years old.
Oh, get out of here.
She's born and raised here as well.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I met her.
I felt a
like,
connection with you.
Yeah. We were in we weren't even in ECS yet.
Okay.
And so, I met her when I was 5, and, like, we didn't start dating at 5. But,
no judging.
Yeah, that's right. But I've known her for years. And so, like, I won't say your wife's last name, but I went to school from literally ECS probably until your wife's family moved away when I was in grade 6. I was going to school with Nadia pretty much
that whole
time. So you went to Gabe, so that means you grew up in Thickwood.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What part of Thickwood?
Robin Crescent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, but prior to that, we were on Earl's Court.
Yeah.
So that's like, Earl's Court is about like 5-minute walk to St. Gabe's.
That's right.
And then, we moved over to Robin Crescent, which is like Thickwood Heights.
Yeah, yeah.
To get,
That's right.
The heights, the hills of Thickwood. Yeah.
What was it like for you growing up in Thickwood? Because it's, Thickwood's an I love Thickwood. I bought my first house in Fort McMurray, Thickwood.
Nice. Yeah.
But I grew up in Dickensfield.
Okay.
And like our producer, Tanner, who you met,
Tanner's
downtown.
Great. Okay.
And like Tanner went to Comp. Like,
one of the Comp guys, yeah.
And so anyways, and I'm assuming you went to Westwood or Merck.
I went to Merck, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Another point in my column, nice. So, but every part of Fort McMurray has a different vibe. What was growing up in Thickwood like for you?
It was definitely a melting pot. You know, like, I never saw, like, race or gender. Like, I just saw some beautiful souls.
Yeah.
And it's because we were from so many diverse backgrounds,
right?
And,
that's right.
Yeah, so I would definitely say it was a melting pot of greatness because, you know, I stay in touch with a lot of my friends from the 90s, and they're all done really well for themselves. Like, there's something in the water.
That's right.
Like, I mean, they're in that decade, not to say it wasn't around in the 2000s, but,
yeah,
they're all doing great things, entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
A lot of them are execs as well.
Right.
Or, you know, field leaders. So, but yeah, I definitely say it was a melting pot.
Yeah, for sure.
Up there. And then, we really enjoyed, like, the outdoors.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, like the green belts right there.
That's right.
We would walk to Mack Island down the trail, down the hill.
Okay.
Go mountain biking, play soccer.
Yeah.
A lot of outdoor rinks, play a lot of hockey growing up.
Okay.
So,
Very cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, yeah, no, because it's something I've recognized, the melting pot, like you said, and I think part of the Mack City Morning Show is to like showcase the culture of Fort McMurray to the world.
Yeah.
But that was the big component. Like growing up here, there was no such thing as color.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're 5, I'm 5.
Yeah.
your whatever culture, like, because yeah. it was such a small knit community, you yep. didn't care, you didn't have options
yeah.
to hang out with, really. Like,
100%.
There was, so, and it was a struggle for me when I moved to Edmonton to like further my education, and I saw people hanging out in silos.
Right, right.
Yeah. And my cousins were in Edmonton, like, oh yeah, we hang out in this silo. I'm like,
yeah.
this is weird. And like, I was dating my wife, and at the time I was dating, she's my girlfriend, but her family immigrated here from Ireland.
Oh, wow.
And so yeah. I was bringing her to these Guyanese events, and everybody's like, what the hell's going on here? And I was just like, what is going on here? Like, where is the diversity? Like, you live in yeah. Edmonton, like, there's so many cultures here, but like, in a big city, it allows you to like stick with like the people that you, the yeah, countries that you immigrate from. So
yeah.
that's the beautiful thing about Fort McMurray in particular, is like the diversity that
oh my God.
You just
gorgeous.
I took it for granted until I moved away.
Yeah.
And that was one of the big components for me wanting to move back to Fort McMurray, was I felt it was like a nicer, more opening, welcoming kind of culture to live in.
100%. Yeah.
yeah, man. But listen, Tanner just knocked on that door. So that means we are out of time, unfortunately. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I definitely want to talk about Boucher.
There we
so,
go.
You know, just our culture, which I hit on. This year actually marks our 25th anniversary for Boucher. Just, you know, we've come so far since, you know, Dave Boucher and Nicole. And I definitely hit the Powerball jackpot in terms yeah. of owners, just two of the most gracious, smart, kind, loving people you could ever meet, right? But yeah, back in 98, like with a used dozer and just an idea, Boucher started.
That's right.
Like from humble beginnings. And we've grown ever since, you know, like we've gone from that one piece of equipment to 400 pieces, a couple of folks like Dave and Nicole for sure, and a few others to, you know, 1,200 plus workforce.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're really excited to mark that 25th anniversary. Probably contributed around $6 million, you know, back into the community and community investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend about $5 million on our Indigenous brethren and sisters that work in companies.
Right.
Through vendors. Yeah, just really proud to be part of that. And, you know, I'd say our approach is really like being the trusted partner to our clients, to our stakeholders.
Right.
So that's, you know, it's really about being better together. And,
yeah.
You know, and that enables us to deliver like integrated site services.
Yeah.
So I know everyone kind of knows what we do, but, mm-hmm. you know, just a friendly reminder,
yeah.
you know, like civil contracting facility services.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hitting it out of the park there. And yeah, we're looking forward to a, you know, strong 2023. Yeah.
There we go. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being a part of the show. Feel free to come back as many times as you want.
Oh, thanks, Ellie.
The shows are short so that I can have people just come back and further those conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, everybody at home, thank you for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. You're about to see her ad as well. Everybody at home, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me, and I hope you're having a great day. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.